concert visits some of Wales's most beautiful locations as local communities come together to hear some of the UK's finest musicians. The Radio 3 Lunchtime Concert at music festivals around Wales. Weekday lunchtimes, Tuesday to Friday, this week from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Meanwhile, tomorrow, of course, as ever on a Monday, we'll be live at the Wigmore Hall in London. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11:30 now, time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello. On today's programme, I'll be interviewing the current new generation artist, trumpeter Tom Arthurs, and present highlights of a concert set featuring Tom with pianist Richard Fairhurst. Also, we'll be playing tracks for some of the hottest new releases, including Alex Wilson, Killer Atzman and Mario Caribe. And we have a special recording of the BBC Big Band live at Birmingham Town Hall, conducted by Barry Forgy. The album Mali Latino has been a true labour of love for the award-winning pianist and composer Alex Wilson. As he was just about to start recording at Peter Gabriel's Real World Studios, with international musicians flown in from Mali, the investors pulled out at the very last minute. Luckily, with the help of some smaller investors and also with the help of Steve Winwood, James Towler and the guidance of Lucy Duran, they were finally able to get the album produced. Featuring master quora player Madu Siddiqui Diabata and multi-instrumentalist Ahmed Fofana, both from Mali, Alex has blended West African and Latin flavours to create a truly impressive CD. And here's the opening track, Donkin.
Sobesa, anyan tolonke, he tolon tenina sobesa la. Anyan tolonke, keni musolu tolonkadi. Anyan tolonke, ay na nyendo, tonne nyogonte. tolun kanana sobesa sobe kanana tolunsa dinya dara tolun keleka madeni tolunna dinya bayi tolunna e bayi tolunna wasa wasa
Duncan, played by Alex Wilson from his new release, Mali Latino. And Duncan is the sound made by the people in the village dancing to show their prowess in defying age. You can hear Alex as he tours with this incredible nine-piece band. On the 2nd of November, he's at the Corn Exchange in Brighton. On the 9th, he's at the Royal Northern College of Music. On the 11th, he's in Bracknell at South Hill Park. And as part of this year's London Jazz Festival, he's at the glorious King's Place on November the 12th. Saxophonist Gilad Atzmon formed the Orient House Ensemble together with drummer Asif Serkis, pianist Frank Harrison and bassist Ollie Hayhurst back in 2000. Well, since then, they've recorded six albums, won many awards and received worldwide critical acclaim. The 10th anniversary UK tour is epic and it stretches out over 3 months and they're just about halfway through now. Well, here they are with a track from that new CD, The Tide Has Changed, with In the Backseat of a Yellow Cab.
Thank you.
from Gilad's brand new album, The Tide Has Changed, and that was In the Backseat of a Yellow Cab. Gilad and his Orient House Ensemble are in the midst of their mammoth UK tour, and you can hear them at the Jazz Bar in Edinburgh on Wednesday the 6th of October, Glasgow's Art Club on Thursday the 7th of October, on the 8th at the Lynx Hotel Montrose, and at the Jazza Festival at the Scala in London on the 12th and 13th. We're now to a special recording. The BBC Big Band recorded on Friday the 10th of September at Birmingham Town Hall as part of Arts Fest. Entitled Samba Con Get You, it's a piece composed and arranged by Bob Brookmeyer, the American valve trombonist, pianist and arranger. He first gained worldwide acclaim when he joined Jerry Mulligan's quartet back in 1954. Well, here's his composition played by the BBC Big Band with solos from Jamie Anderson on tenor, Andy Panay on alto, Martin Shaw playing flugel and Tom Gordon on the drums. All of that conducted by the brilliant Barry Forgy.
Thank you.
Samba Conga tune with the BBC Big Band, conducted by Barry Forgy. And you can hear more of that concert on BBC Radio 2 later in the year. And on October the 22nd, the BBC Big Band will be back at Birmingham Town Hall to begin a new series of concerts with the music of Benny Goodman, featuring clarinet soloist Ken Peplowski. Florine is a Dutch vocalist with an impressive international resume and an impressive piano-playing husband, Brad Meldau. Her fourth CD, San Francisco, is a collection of Brazilian songs that she's translated into English. It's a remarkable piece of work, as I think she's beautifully conveyed the pictures or atmospheres painted by the original lyricists. This opening song from the album has been adapted from the lyrics of Chico Buarque, written back in 1968. This lyric by Florine was written in 2006, and it's called Love Marks.
I'm going to leave you our cherished good luck charm. It didn't work, but I'll keep the jazz records we bought on our trip to New York, dividing our lives with a fine-tooth comb, leftovers of what we once called our home, the shadows of all that we used to be, the love marks imprinted on our sheets, our most precious memories together, the distant hope that we would make up again, forever gone. The ring that I gave you, you could melt down again, or you should pawn. But what I won't do till the day I die is grant you the pleasure of seeing me cry. The damage is done, and I won't be pleading, my darling, while my heart is bleeding. Oh well, just ask your next lover to help you out a bit, to pay the rent. Give me back the book by Neruda that you took, just have it sent. I'm leaving without any great display of feelings you cut off or kept at bay, a great sense of loss, lots of longing. I'm feeling I should have been gone a long time. Your next lover to help you out a bit, to pay your rent. Give me back the poems by Neruda, just have them sent. I'm leaving without any great display of feelings you cut up and took away. One last goodbye, lots of sadness I'm feeling. I should have been gone alone.
Love Marks, sung by Florine, who also wrote the lyrics, with Doug Weiss on bass and Gilad on percussion and hubby Brad Meldo on piano. And that arrangement was by Florine and Brad. That CD is called San Francisco and is out now on the Sunnyside record label. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB digital radio. Saxophonist Shabaka Hutchins has recently been announced as this year's BBC Radio 3's New Generation Jazz Artist. And shortly I'll be interviewing an artist who'll be passing on the mantle and leaving the scheme around now. It's trumpeter Tom Arthurs. Tom features in our concert set tonight in a collaboration with pianist Richard Fairhurst. Well, Tom and Richard grew up in almost identical houses less than 30 miles apart, and they seem almost fated to make music together. Both left-handers who share a love of Turkish pizza and Cabinet magazine, they finally met when Tom depped in Richard's group Nest back in 2004. Richard received a BBC Jazz Award that year and has since been regularly commissioned to compose and perform his own works, and he's also been a Steinway artist since 1998. Before we talk to Tom, let's hear edited highlights from a concert set recorded at the Chapel Arts Centre on the 30th of May 2010 as part of this year's Bath International Music Festival. And this is The Flirt. It's the first movement from Tom's suite Postcards from Pushkin, with Tom Arthurs on flugel and Richard Fairhurst on piano. Tom Arthurs and Richard Fairhurst, and that's the Flirt Movement number 1 from Postcards from Pushkin. And I'm glad to say on the line should be Tom Arthurs.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, how are you?
Good, thank you. We've just heard the opening movement from your suite Postcards from Pushkin. And tell us about this, because it was originally a commission for the City of London Festival. How did that come about?
That's right. That was in 2009, part of my time in the New Generation Artists Scheme at the BBC, and they had, I think the theme of the festival was 60 degrees north, so all the kind of cities that fall upon that line. And talking with Ian Ritchie, who was the director of the festival, we eventually settled on St. Petersburg. And it was actually his kind of suggestion to do something based around the work of Pushkin.
So there's several postcards or movements to this suite. How many are there, and what do they each sort of tell us?
Well, there's 7 small pieces, sort of conceived as separate movements, and then the last ones flow together. Basically, they're all based around very small pieces of text from various poems by Pushkin. Mm. And the idea was really just to kind of somehow capture the essence of each of those little chunks of text and write something which reflected those.
Well, tell us before we hear the next piece, how much of it relies on, you know, improvisation in the moment against the sort of the written pieces? It sounds like you flow in and out of, you know, being free and being structured.
Sure. I'd say actually in this case it's pretty much half-half. Mm. Richard and I have a relationship, goes back probably about 4 or 5 years now in music, where I started playing with his sextet, and then we made our first record, Mesmer, together, I suppose, about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. The thing about improvisation is very much based on our relationship and the way that we play together.
Well, let's hear the next movement. It's movement number 2, and it's called Given Up, and it's from Postcards from Pushkin. It's Tom Arthurs and Richard Fairhurst.
Thank you.
Tom Arthurs and Richard Fairhurst, and that's their movement number 2, Given Up, from their Postcards from Pushkin. And Tom, tell us a little bit about that movement, the Given Up, the process of getting that piece together.
Sure. The actual piece of poetry that was based upon is a conversation between two people who I think is probably a love story, and I think that one of them's left the city to be with the other, and you kind of have this image of them sitting somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Russia, and one of them says to the other, "Tell me, my friend, do you not regret what you have given up forever?" And the other says, "What have I given up? You know, the people of your fatherland, the cities." The thing that I liked about this poetry really was, you know, some of it's quite reflectful, it's quite kind of insightful in a way, but also it's quite humourful and it's quite light in another kind of way.
So how much preparation did you do with Richard? I mean, how much for this concert specifically did you do? Or were you really relying on just sort of the freshness of the improvisation on the day?
It was a process of time, really. I'd actually kind of half written the music, or 75% written the music, and Rich came over to Berlin for a few days and we worked on it then. And then the same a couple of months later, and we did a small house concert actually in my place.
That sounds very Berlin. Don't do that in Brixton.
Really. Sure. Just to break the music in. And,
sure.
And then came July, and that was when we had the concert and in the City of London Festival, and also we recorded a studio version of this music, which is going to be out in a few months' time.
Great. Well, you just talking about Berlin there. So you were based in Berlin and the UK. Last time we talked face-to-face, you were saying it was a real thriving scene and you're having the time of your life. How is the jazz scene now, and is that still going on?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think in both places it's great, and I think there's lots of very interesting people doing interesting and inspiring things. And so, you know, it's great for me to be dividing my time between those places. And it certainly, I mean, just musically kind of opens some doors and allow me to find some new things in what I do. I think there's a lot of people coming here with a certain attitude, and I think there's a lot of, you know, it's a smaller town than London, and I think it's easier to get around and it's easier to find small places to play. But, I mean, yeah, that's happening in both places. But, yeah, it's just a certain flavour of things here that I think I was drawn to at a certain point.
Tell me about the poetry that inspired you to write the third movement, which is called Silence.
I mean, this is actually a slightly kind of humorous kind of love song to somebody in a way, and about in the silence of the gardens and spring, this kind of idea.
So let's hear that movement now, movement number 3, which is Silence, Postcards from Pushkin, and we're talking and listening to Tom Arthurs and Richard Fairhurst on piano.
Thank you.
That was Silence from Postcards from Pushkin. I'm talking to Tom Arthurs. Tom, I think you were impressed with the Chapel Arts Centre and its intimacy. What was it like for you both performing in that space, you know, and the audience and the acoustics? Tell us a bit more about the gig.
Well, actually, the nice thing about this music is when we have the chance to do it in quite specific places, in a way. Like the first concert that we played it in was a church in central London. I think most of the concerts in the City of London Festival are. And so that was particularly nice to be in Bath and in a similar kind of space. And it's nice, you know, it's nice to play music like that in somewhere which has a nice natural acoustic that has some history about it.
Well, Tom, this might be your last broadcast as BBC Radio 3's New Generation Jazz Artist. Tell us about how the scheme has helped you.
Yeah, it's been a great couple of years. And I think, I mean, just creatively, I've had the chance to do things which have been fantastic, really. I mean, first of all, to have this commission. Also, I've been able to work with my trio and string quartet together. And finally, the orchestra piece that premiered in July. So I think I've written more music in these 2 years than I did the rest of my life before.
Yeah. That's not to stop now. You can't be thinking, oh, OK, I can have a little rest. That's
absolutely. Very... no slacking.
And what are your future plans and projects?
Well, more work, hopefully, with the trio and with the string quartet, and more composing work. And also, actually, as luck would have it, I'll be in London on Thursday playing at the Vortex with Richard, playing this music opposite Carsten Dea Trio, which is a wonderful piano trio from here in Berlin.
That's next Thursday, the 7th of October at the Vortex.
That's right.
Fantastic. Do you think you'll stay in Berlin, or do you think you'll come back to sunny Britain?
Oh, I think everything's up for grabs.
But you see yourself still straddling these two places?
Yeah, I think so, for the time being, at least.
So let's talk about the final movements, which is movement 4-7, Solo, The Judge, Darkness and Half Milord. Tell us about these pieces, which we're going to play as one piece.
The first piece begins with a flugelhorn solo, which actually doesn't have any poetry relating to it, but that was just something that seemed appropriate to insert musically, which segues into The Judge, which is it's one of the more sort of humorous quotes that I found, and it's basically a deaf man summoning a deaf man to be judged by a deaf judge is the scenario.
So you had to really, I mean, did you find lots of stuff that wasn't inspiring and suddenly you'd stumble on a gem like that and that would be inspirational? Or
I mean, there's some serious work that went into that, that's for sure. But I mean, I think it's amazing stuff. I mean, it's quite old-fashioned in a way, but at the same time, like, it's something that's very clear and it's something quite inspiring. And yeah, so I just looked through, read a lot of it, and just, you know, like there always are, there's just certain things that kind of
stick out
and tickled my fancy, really.
Yeah, well, it's lovely work. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I think I was going to have road rage on the M25 and I put it on and it calmed me down. So thank you. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Tom. We'll play those movements now. We look forward to hearing your future musical collaborations and your commissions. I'm sure there'll be many. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tom Arthurs and Richard Fairhurst with movements 4, 5, 6 and 7 from Postcards from Pushkin, which are called Solo, The Judge, Darkness and Half Milord, recorded at the Chapel Arts Centre as part of this year's Bath International Music Festival. Well, if you listened to Jazz Library last week, you'd have been treated by Alan Shipton with his guest Ian Shaw to a whole hour dedicated to arguably the greatest living male jazz singer, the incomparable Mark Murphy. Well, I've been a huge fan of Mark's for many years, and I thought I'd play you this track, Ask Me Now by Thelonious Monk. It's from his CD Kerouac Then and Now, recorded back in 1986. And here he is with Bill Mays on piano, John Goldsby on bass and Adam Nussbaum on drums.
Our friends, they talk about us. Their lives go on without us. They're leaving us to him somehow. Looking at this mess, dear, could anybody guess, dear? If you've got questions, then ask me now. Our recent conversations hold few revelations. They're just table talk, it's chat, that's all. Let's stop playing dumb, dear. Instead of counting these crumbs, dear. If you got questions, just ask me now. Why wait through another movie just to say life ain't like that? Hollywood, it's always groovy. Yeah, the plastic is fantastic, but real life just don't go like that. Now you're acting stoic. Me, I feel heroic. Real life defeats us anyhow. While we hide this pain, dear, we're standing out from the rain, dear. If you've got questions, then ask me now. Another movie just to say, hey, life ain't like that. Hollywood is always groovy. Yeah, the plastic is fantastic, but real life just don't go like that. Now you're acting stoic. Me, I feel heroic, but life's gonna get us anyhow. Let's part like we met, dear. Let's do without regrets, dear. If you've got questions, ask me now. Sing your song and take your bow. If you've got questions, then ask me now.
The genius of Mark Murphy, and you will have heard him on Jazz Library with Alan Shipton, and that was taken from the CD Kerouac Then and Now. Billy Mays played piano, John Goldsby on bass, and Adam Nussbaum on drums. Well, that's almost it for this week. On next week's Jazz Lineup, we present highlights of a concert set featuring drummer Martin Drew, who sadly passed away in July. Well, plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jazz Nelson on Monday nights at 11:15. This week he has a studio session recorded exclusively for Jazz on 3 by British pianist Liam Noble. He's playing a series of duos with drummer Dave Wickens, cellist Ok-Yung Lee and trumpeter Chris Batchelor. Well, to end the programme, a track from the brand new CD from one of the busiest jazz musicians working on the UK jazz scene, Scottish-based Brazilian bassist-composer Mario Caribe, featuring a star turn from pianist David Berkman and the cream of the Scottish jazz scene. Martin Kershaw's on sax, Kevin McKenzie's on guitar, Tom Gordon on drums, and of course Mario on double bass. But beware of this track, because it has the warning, may contain traces of nuts. For me, Claire Martin, until next time, bye-bye.
BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. Welcome from me, John Shea, if you've just tuned in. And this part of the programme includes a recording from the archives of the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra, George Sell in 1964, conducting them in Sibelius's Second Symphony. You can hear that in about an hour and a quarter from now. Before it, a piano duo recital from Romanian radio, recorded in May 2008. Carmen Daniela Sandulescu and Dan Stoianescu are the pianists, and their programme includes a rare chance to hear Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, as well as more familiar duo fare such as Dances by Brahms and Dvorak and Mio's Scaramouche. Their first piece could have been chosen with this very programme in mind. Clearly a dedicated Radio 3 listener if you can manage to listen to that without thinking of the Eurovision Song Contest, the opening fanfare from the Te Deum by Marc-Antoine Charpentier. Carmen Daniela Sandulescu and Dan Stoianescu continue with Brahms, a couple of the Hungarian dancers, and before them, four of the Opus 39 waltzes dedicated to Brahms' friend, the Viennese critic Eduard Hanslick, who was fond of playing duets. They're number 15 in A, number 2 in E, number 1 in B, and perhaps the least waltz-like of them all, number 14 in A minor. Carmen Daniela Sandulescu and Dan Stoyanescu followed those four Brahms waltzes with two of the Hungarian dancers, number 4 in F minor and number 17 in F sharp minor, one from each of Brahms' two collections published 11 years apart. Their success prompted the publisher Simrock to commission Dvořák's Slavonic dancers, which likewise appeared in two volumes. Here are the Dumka from the second set and the Furiant from the first.
Thank you.
Two of Dvořák's Slavonic dancers, number 2 in E minor from the second set and number 8 in G minor from the first, a Dumka and a Furiand respectively, played by the Romanian duo of Carmen Daniela Sandulescu and Dan Stoianescu. The title of Mio's Scaramouche Suite for two pianos refers to the traditional buffoon of Commedia dell'arte. Mio actually chose the title as he was recycling some incidental music he'd written for a Molière play at the Scaramouche Theatre in Paris. Either way, it sums up the music's spirit very well.